This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alright, 7 after the hour, here we are. This program is free. You don't have to pay for it. It comes out over the airwaves and comes on your various devices. You don't have to pay a nickel for it. Nothing. You don't have to pay Sirius. You don't have to pay your grandmother. You don't have to pay anybody. It's free. Now, is that a sign that you get what you pay for? I don't think that's the case at all. Here I am. Doug
the best Steffen. Things in life are free.
Free. Thank you very much. The best things in life are stupid. Sometimes there is a new book for stupid. Now you can say, well, that's pretty negative, Doug. Why are you reading that book? Well, because actually it's pretty funny. And so the things that are brought about as a result of people in our country who, you know, and what brought this back to the surface is, I don't say this to be deferential to our friends in Texas, where our new studio is located in Dallas, and James Collins, who is in the studio in the control room, a nice young fellow and pretty smart. But we're talking about some of his relatives who apparently are not too smart. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to embarrass him, nor do I have any reason to embarrass them. But there is just this kind of race toward the bottom in terms of what you don't know. I never studied that in school. And so it's bad enough when I do what I do for a living and sometimes I don't know. And you can tell by listening to me that I don't know. Or you can tell by listening to Jay. Oftentimes, if you're listening carefully to the person who's on the radio or maybe on TV, you realize they don't know anything about what they're talking about. Not all the time. I'm not condemning myself. Jay's going to say, speak for yourself, Doug. I am speaking for myself.
No, I can't say that. I'm right there with you. Sometimes I get confused by reading a sentence, and I'm like, should there be a comma in this situation?
Right.
What does the sentence mean? Because things can mean different things just the way you read them.
Yes, right. Yep. So in the circumstance we find ourselves in, just to kind of roll with the punches. You got to roll with me, Henry. Remember that old song? Here's the good news for people who love to follow what happens in the lottery. Remember a couple of months ago, it was June, I think, wasn't it, when that $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot was announced? And so, it's been 8 weeks, okay.
8 weeks, yeah.
So the jackpot has been claimed by two people. The number is the winner of this. Actually, it's the third largest jackpot in the history of having these drawings. They stepped forward in Illinois. The two people who had agreed they were buying tickets back and forth, so they stayed true to each other. Tickets were purchased at a Speedway gas station. Oh.
Well, yeah, because I remember there were a lot of people saying that whenever there's this big of a jackpot, you always kind of hope that there are multiple winners. And when it was like, nope, there was only one ticket sold for this, and it happened to these two people.
Back and forth.
And then a lot of people are asking, why did it take 8 weeks? Did they not realize they had the winning ticket? But when you win that much money, it's kind of like it's smart to take some steps before you go
and not be identified.
Yeah.
In Illinois, you can do it anonymously. In Massachusetts and some of the other states, you can't. You have to be identified as a winner in some states. At any rate, Mega Millions, they had the Mega Plier. How does that actually work? They bought a $3 line, one ticket, and it was a quick pick, I think, wasn't it? I think it was a quick pick.
It could have been. I feel like a lot of times the quick picks are the ones that win. And the Mega Plier is an automated number, I believe. And whatever you win, whatever the amount you win, it gets multiplied by that Mega Plier number.
So if the jackpot was $1.34 billion and the Mega Plier is 2, does that mean you get $2.68 billion? What does that mean? I never really looked into it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Zally. Okay. So I thought you only had, the winners have 12 months from the date of the draw to claim the prize. They had 60 days from the date of the draw to choose the cash option or the annual payment. according to the lottery, the winners have been working with legal, that makes sense, and financial advisors, and they took the lump sum, so they get $780 million. So that means they each get 300 and what is that? Divvy it up in half. It's like $390 million apiece.
That's fantastic.
Not a bad deal.
Good
right?
for them.
Bad day's work. The winning numbers were, write these down and play them again. White 13, 36, 45, 47, 49, and the Mega Ball number was 14. I play 14 a lot. I usually start with a lower number, though. It's hard. You look at the old. I've done the silly thing of playing old numbers that have never won. Sometimes.
But that can win too. I do a combination. I pick numbers and then I also do the quick picks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're going to need it to pay your mortgage because the prime rate's going up again. So what? If you don't know how that works, if you have like I have a flexible mortgage, and when I signed it. It was 5, I think it was 4 point something or other, and now it's 7. So what it costs me every month almost half again as much as it did when I first signed the papers earlier this year. And if it goes up another quarter of a point, the ka-ching machine in the bank rings again. And so anyway, but if you're worried about those kind of numbers, listen to this. See, we should probably have a contest. How many zeros are there in quadrillion? The problem is we don't have our phone work yet, right? Is that it? James, we don't have a phone that works yet. Yeah, essentially. Never mind, essentially. Either it works or it doesn't. I don't think it does. Okay, so how many zeros is the question in 20 quadrillion? That would be how many zeros are there in 20 quadrillion? It's not
Can I guess? I know the answer.
Trillion. You know the answer because you have
because
seen
I'm
the story.
Looking at it.
Yeah. Thank
right
you.
In front of me.
Yeah. All right. I think I counted them back before we went on the air, didn't I? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16 zeros. That would make sense because it's 4 times 4, which is a quad. You know, it's a quadrillion. It's a derivative of the quad.
We're talking 5 commas.
So the National Academy of Science has been studying how many, why they're doing this, who knows, but how many ants are there on the planet? And they figure that 20 quadrillion is a conservative estimate. 20 quadrillion ants. The Earth's ant population has a total biomass of 12 megatons of dry carbon, which is more than the combined biomass of birds and animals together. How about that? They've put together 489 global studies for the research to come up with this number. A lot of it's done in Germany. So this is from today's Washington Post. 20 quadrillion ants.
Can you imagine that?
Put them one like, pile? How does that? What does that look like?
Yeah, what do you do for a living? I count ants.
No, I'm just looking at this thing, trying to figure out.
Oh, my goodness. No,
there's different kinds of ants, though. There's little fire ants. There's little eensy-teensy ones, those big, ugly ones. I have a lot of ants here.
Oh, they're huge.
Some are because they're so dry. They were looking for water.
Those little tiny ones that make their way into your kitchen.
Ah.
Well, we had an ant problem when we first moved into the home that we just recently moved out of, and there were quite a few ants that we were seeing. So we had pest control come out. They looked under the house, and they're like, dude, you have a colony of over 300,000 ants living under your house.
Dude.
Like, seriously, so many ants.
Wow. Get rid of them. 20 quadrillion. There's the number for the day. You'll carry that away from you. That'll be the promo for the day. You'll carry that number with you all day long. Meanwhile, another government agency, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, recognizing September 25th, right around the corner, as if you see something, say something. Remember I was talking about that earlier? If you see something, say something. That's a day set aside for you to be aware of what it's all about. It's actually called See Say Day as opposed to Seesaw Day. So let's find out what this is all about.
Our nation remains in a heightened threat environment, as recent attacks across the country have demonstrated. Susanna Marking, program manager for the If You See Something, Say Something campaign, is here to share more.
To help keep your community safe, remember, be aware of your surroundings and report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
DHS invites you to participate in CSAY Day on September 25th by learning more about how to recognize the signs of suspicious activity and how to report it in your community.
This CSAY Day, take the time to visit dhs.gov/CSAYDay to look up the suspicious activity reporting phone number for wherever you live, work, or spend time. Save that number in your phone and encourage others to do the same. The security of our homeland requires all of us working together to make our community safer.
For more resources and ideas to spread awareness, visit dhs.gov/CSAYDay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. What he said. 19 after the hour. I'm him. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. As I listened to that, I was thinking about all the various things that we have here at your service and on your side to help you understand what's going on in your life. Not only the conversation we have every day about your health and well-being. Later on, Dr. Ken will be here to answer some of your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. I was thinking about that kind of service. This guy has his own clinic down in Madura, Florida, called Lake Cardiology. And people are all over the world calling him, coming to see him. The podcast that we have now at GoodDayHealthShow.com is a focus on atrial fibrillation, AFib as it's known, and how it connects to long COVID. There are people that still, we're still talking about COVID and the mental stress that's coming from people who are having it. Also a focus, a new study on smoking. Why the heck does anybody smoke anymore? Ken says that all the time. He never smoked. I never smoked. It just is one of those crazy things that some people still do. Botox reduces your chances of dementia. Did you know that?
Yeah. Woohoo. Some good news.
We talk about the new knees that are available for you. Check out Good Day Health Show. It's all free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. 21 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
I thought one of the things that farmers have been weighing in on is the rising cost, the inflation that we're all going through. So the folks at Purdue University have done a survey, and they say that the ag economy barometer has risen 14 points in the past month.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Excellent opportunity now for us to talk about some of the juicy gossip that's floating around on social media here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend and colleague Jay Kirshner. The focus on Roger Federer first, who says that he would have had to retire 10 years ago if he couldn't bring his children with him on the road. So here's this tennis pro. Was he 41 or something? He announced his retirement, I think, earlier.
He's 41. And he has 4 kids, 2 sets of twins.
Wow. What are the chances of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get right down to it. Were they artificial? Was it, did they need help, the IV
They've never discussed one way or the other.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. But so the twin daughters are both 13. The twin sons are 8. And he was saying that when he first started having kids, he was kind of like, I don't want to leave them. I want to be fully involved. And he definitely would have retired a decade ago if he were not able to bring the kids. And I think a lot of athletes are doing that and speaking on that. And musicians, when they go on tour, they want their tour buses to, they want their tour buses to be equipped to bring their children. And if any of their bandmates or their employees need to bring their kids, they want them to have all of the amenities as well.
He's played 1,500 matches over 24 years. And one would wonder what the average take is. He's one of the wealthiest tennis players, or at least around now, these days. He said, quote, tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt. And now I must recognize when it's time to end my competitive career. So, tip of the hat, pretty smart, smart guy. What's the latest, by the way, from the Tom Brady, Giselle Gungabunga thing? They're living separately now, and so all of the stuff we were talking about has turned out to be true. I speculated on some of this and that based on some local media stories, not the national stuff. But even though he's not in Boston anymore, it's like he still is a Boston person, Boston celebrity. And everybody, especially now that he left, people like to give him an old 1-2. The old 1-2. Hey, you saw Tom's having a tough time with his wife. See that? Yeah, that's what you get for leaving Boston. That sort of thing. I'm not sure they said it just like that, but
Do they wave their fist in the air, too?
Yes, right. That's it. Well, he'll be sorry. Sinead O'Connor, speaking of somebody who's sorry, remember the whole business about her tearing up the picture of the Pope? Apparently, that didn't get her too many friends. She's been, you know, kind of on and off, up
she
and down.
She was essentially canceled before canceled being canceled
right.
was a thing.
Yeah, she was. So there's a new documentary that's shining some light on her rise to fame, some insight into that SNL event, which was way back in 1992. So that's 30 years ago. She's now 55. She was 25 then. She reflected on this, says she was moved to rip up the photo on camera after learning about the ways in which the church was covering up the sexual abuse of children. Hey, listen, when I saw that, I said, good for you. Why not? And why would people not want to hear the rest of the story? The fact that you tore up the picture of the Pope, mm-hmm. that's as far as it got. Okay,
people
half the story.
The context.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I wonder how often there's a lesson there. Oftentimes, and I think we may be guilty of it ourselves. I don't mean necessarily just you and me. But, yeah, sometimes me, I don't want to speak for you. I look at something and I quickly make up my mind about the efficacy or the truthfulness of the story. And in this case, the backlash against O'Connor, even though she is kind of a nutbird, she still, I think she was, listen, there's a reason to be upset about all this stuff for sure. And so she expressed herself, because, hello, remember, there's still this lovely and inconvenient thing called freedom of speech that you might keep in mind when you take a shot at somebody like this. 28 after the hour.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump and his family are the subject of a civil lawsuit brought on by the state of New York in the amount of $250 million. And New York Democrat Attorney General Letita James wants the Trumps run out of the state of New York. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls the civil suit a political hit job. Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacan near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. The current administration in the White House got inflation wrong, and it will be around for years as the Fed's raised interest rates again. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor of business and economics at King's College in Manhattan.
Biden doesn't get it. You saw it on the 60 Minutes interview. He doesn't even admit that we've had an inflation spike.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
You know how you visit Staples Connect? You put the staple gun with a couple of pieces of paper and you slam the top of it down, and there you have staples connecting, right?
That's right.
So it works.
Can I tell you, some people like paper clips. I'm all about a staple.
Stapler.
Yeah.
And staples. And staples.
The only element of my life that's not commitment, folks.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aha! Yeah, we'll set the mood for this program today. Big time, right, Jay? This is it.
I like it. I'm feeling
it. You've heard this before, right?
I have.
Your father is my consultant. What do you think he thinks when we play this? What do you think he
When's your next meeting? You should ask him.
Yeah. No, you're right there. You can ask him right now if you want. See what's going on there. All right, this is an old song. I suppose I should tell a little listener. You know, I was just thinking whether this is good or not. It is. One of the things about this program that it's well known for, and in some circles it's respected, in other circles it's poo-pooed, because this is not a formal, big-time, oh, I'm a professional announcer, radio program. where we have boundaries. Well, we do have boundaries because the boundaries are tighter than they used to be. Frankly, I used to even get away. I used to get away with a lot more stuff than I get away with now. Frankly, and I wonder if that's part of my maturity. Although I'm not too sure that being mature is all that is cracked up to be. Frankly,
it's not. It's overrated.
Yeah, it sure is. It's come on. Let's let your hair hang down, have a little fun, do some stuff that's good, be serious sometimes when it's appropriate, tell stories, people benefit from having heard our conversations, that's a good thing. And as I was coming up the stairs to the studio, I thought to myself, because I saw this morning, this year actually, a lot of stuff about radio's 100-year anniversary. It's been, you know, commercial radio has been in existence for 100 years. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, I've been on the air for 58 years. And I pretty much sound the same now as I sounded a little wimpier when I was a kid, especially as a disc jockey. It was kind of, but I think there's a certain thing that equates to me from the beginning that's still here now. But the fact that I've been on the air for over half the time that commercial radio has been in existence, it just sobered me up a little bit for a minute. That's all. I'm not claiming any prize. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, so here we go. Let's keep it going. And Jay, you're here to help me do that, to be of service on your side, that sort of thing, to make life a little bit better, have a little fun,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, goodness.
That's right. Okay, so here's the story, speaking of goodness, of a woman who returned $543 that she found in her order of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why? Okay. Is it a lady from Georgia? Huh?
When I first heard about this story, maybe there's a little bit of a jadedness with today's news, but I was like, was this a drug deal gone wrong? Like, someone else was supposed to get this bag with the money or whatever, and then you actually read it and see what happens, and it's like, oh, this was an actual mistake that could have cost someone their job had she not returned the money.
Yeah. Stack of $20 bills, right?
Yeah, and so instead of getting, it was over $500, and she actually stopped and started counting. It was this envelope, like a sandwich envelope or a food envelope, in the bottom of the bag. Her wrapped sandwich was on top of it. She pulls it out, and she's like, what is this? Starts counting it, and she gets to, like, past $500. She just stops, and she's like, all right.
So she gave him a $50 bill, and $43 was change, right? That sounds like it might have been what happened, although she got her change back in $20 bills, fives, ones, that sort of thing.
Wait, what?
And, well, I would have thought if maybe the original mistake or the original thing might have been she gave him a $50 bill to pay for the food, and it would have been, the typical KFC lunch is $7, right? Wouldn't that make sense? So she would have gotten normally $43 back instead of $543 back. That's kind of the way I read into it.
This was actually, like, not handed back to her. This was in the bottom of her bag. So she takes out her sandwich, and this was sitting there. And here what happened was one of the employees, this was supposed to be deposited, and one of the employees put it in one of the sandwich, like a food envelope thing, and it mistakenly was picked up along with a sandwich and placed in the bag.
I'll split it with you later. Wink, wink.
Yeah, right. That was why her coworker was like, can we go shopping?
Yeah, right.
And she was like, no, this is not my money. This is I'm not keeping this. And then here's the kicker. She didn't even want to eat the sandwich because she didn't know if it was evidence or not when she contacted authorities about the money. And then she
sounds
went
like
back
an episode
to that.
Of Law and Order to me.
Right.
The case of the KFC order.
I feel like we've heard about some of these stories where it is some kind of drug deal and the wrong person.
Yeah, of course.
Drugs, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So she was kind of like, she didn't eat the sandwich either, and she was hungry. She
wasn't like she couldn't have used the sandwich, but also the money. Apparently she's got some tough stuff in her family. Her husband had a stroke. Wasn't that the story?
A couple strokes and is currently battling cancer. So she could have genuinely used this money, not just frivolous, but
so they give her a reward for bringing it back?
As of now, no. But I'm sure once corporate KFC catches, does their whole thing.
Wind of it.
I'm sure I'm sure they're already in the works with doing something for them.
All right, speaking of promotions, let's move over to another fast food joint, McDonald's. Mickey D's, as my children have lovingly referred to it over the years. The lawsuit filed against McDonald's. Maybe you heard about this. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you don't even know who Byron Allen is. Some of you who watch various cable networks and shows, he is one of, he may be considered to be the most successful black entertainment entrepreneur in the business. He hosts a few shows. He's done a lot of production of shows behind the scenes, but he's a very wealthy guy. So this week, Byron Allen filed a $10 billion lawsuit accusing McDonald's of racial stereotyping. But listen to this. The reason he cites is that they haven't hired an advertising agency that's owned by blacks, which would be him. He's angry because they didn't pick him. He says there are civil rights violations all through all of this. And it goes on and on and on and on. So whether my position on this is popular or not, I wouldn't say I was a fan of Byron Allen's. I just kind of know who he is. Because in this video, I bet most people listening don't know who he is. You know who he is, Jay?
Byron Allen? I am familiar with him, yes.
Okay, all right. So this is, in my mind, an example. And I'll bet a lot of people are saying, yep, you're right, Doug. This is, and I'm not saying it to be right. I'm just saying this is what I think. This is what I feel about this kind of stuff. I have said many times over the past 3, 4, 5 months that I think the Black Lives Matter, although important and necessary at a particular time, kind of like labor unions, is not doing itself any favors these days because they've gone over the top. Now, whether Byron Allen, who with his black-owned media empire hasn't gotten as much business out of McDonald's as he wants to play this card and to try to shame them into it, because that's really all this is. I mean, he's got about as much chance of getting $10 billion out of McDonald's as I do. But it's a splash. It's noise. It's something to talk about. Somebody, oh, wow, did you see this? McDonald's, they're prejudiced. They're racist. No. They just, in their business life, have chosen not, for whatever the reason, to hire an advertising agency that happens to be owned by blacks.
Yeah, to advertise with entertainment studios on their channels. So the black-owned advertising, it's to advertise the commercial on the channels, entertainment studios, which owns the Weather Channel and I think a couple other. So there's no commercials for McDonald's because they can't.
Okay. So is that because they don't have an audience or because they're racist? What is the answer to that? I think there are plenty of McDonald's commercials that are being portrayed by black actors. I think you see plenty of that. You see that in advertising everywhere. So because he doesn't get the business, he's being basically yanked around by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of that is I've gotten in trouble before for saying stuff like this, whether I'm not smart enough not to say it. Is there an inkling of truth to it? There's always an inkling of truth to anything like this. And when I think about some of the other big companies and where they're located and their origins, if you see the movie that is about Ray Kroc, who was the essential, not the founder, McDonald Brothers were the founders of McDonald's, but Ray Kroc took the company into the stratosphere. He was a salesman for some of the stuff that makes fraps, and he looked at what the McDonald's brothers were doing. Hey, this is a pretty good idea. Let's try. And he worked them in. If you saw the movie, Michael Keaton played Kroc. It's a good movie. That's a good story. And so I tell you the story because I think in part of my brain, I don't like all of this, the push and the embarrassment, okay? Get the deal on your own merits. Don't try to be pulling stuff like this. That's what one side of me says. And the other side of me says, well, there's probably something to it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten away. He'd face too much criticism. I mean, there's a certain amount of criticism that'll come because of this anyway, because of, like, around the argument that I just presented. Mm-hmm. He's just mad because he's not getting the business. But the other side of it is, is it possible that people who run McDonald's or their advertising agencies don't like black media, black-owned media? Maybe. Don't know. That'll come out in the trial if it gets that far. My guess is that McDonald's will do what he wants and buy advertising on his ESTV and the other networks that he owns, and that'll be the end of that.
Well, that's why the U.S. District Judge said that Allen is permitted to go ahead and try to prove whether or not McDonald's violated the federal and California civil rights laws.
Yeah. Well, listen, he probably did. I mean, one way or another. Anyway, I just think that as much of this, the business, it's just, there's so much rumor. It sort of reminds me of all the stuff about Ginny Thomas. I'm not a fan, married to the Chief Justice Clarence Thomas. She's become very controversial because she has been all over the place with January 6th. And if I were the wife, I just think, regardless of whether she's right or wrong, there's a certain thing called propriety. If you're married, now, there's also a certain thing called freedom of speech. If you're married to the Supreme Court Justice, however, who's doing stuff that may involve hearings on January 6th at some point in time, I'm guessing that'll something out of January 6th is going to make it to the Supreme Court, and she keeps yakking about it. She seems to be seeking the limelight because she's trying to help Donald Trump overturn the election loss. So she gets into that, and then she's into January 6th. I know there are a lot of you who believe that Trump lost the election. You know what? It's 2022. That was 2 years ago. It's over. You're not going to do anything about it now anyway. So why try to keep stirring the pot? Is this a way to get Trump to run again so that he can say the next time he got robbed again? Because he isn't going to get elected again. You may think he has a good chance. I don't see that happening unless they put Mickey Mouse. Even if Mickey Mouse ran against him, he might run. He'll get a lot of votes because he's popular with some people. But is the whole thing going to end up back in his lap? I would say to you right now, my suggestion is that you don't hold your breath. All right, 48 past the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The hour now, time for questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. I always like to remind the folks listening who are intrigued by Ken and his personal manner and his knowledge, if you'd like to get a hold of him, easy to do, dial up the office, 352-735-1400. So here's a question about a 13-year-old boy who died of severe asthma. And the parents and what they're doing about it. He had a severe asthmatic attack, and the parents are trying to encourage other parents to listen to their instincts. I thought that was kind of interesting when you get right down to it. 13-year-old boy died a few weeks ago in Wisconsin. He'd been diagnosed with asthma at the age of 2, and the seasonal changes made past tense because he's not with us any longer, his condition worse. He managed it, though, or the folks managed it by getting an inhaler, nebulizer, all of that sort of thing. But, you know, when you get right down to it, we have a lot of stuff in the air. Parents are concerned about what we breathe, and there are those who say you should wear a mask all the time to keep this stuff out. So what's your read on asthma, the seasons, and masking to prevent it?
You know, I think you have to give individualized advice. There's not one size fits all in this kind of thing. This is where you need, as a youngster, having a pediatric pulmonologist. This is a doctor who specializes in asthma in children, and they're out there because, unfortunately, this is a common problem. And this is where you have to individualize the therapy and make sure there's good compliance, that the patient adheres to the therapy, because it is a challenge in that age group getting the kids to adhere to what's the best medical advice is.
Well, I guess, yeah, but the parent, you know, the problem is if too many parents wash their hands of their child's well-being, I think I see a lot of that these days. And then there are the other helicopter parents who pay too much attention to their children, so I guess the happy medium here. But if you know that your son or your daughter's got something like this, you're going to be all over it, right? I mean, that's really, and
we
I know.
Hope. And hopefully, just hopefully you do hit the right balance, because if you're over it too much, you know, that has ill effects also. But you want to have the right balance, and you want to have the right doctor who's a good match with your child.
Right. This woman said she noticed that the attacks were abnormal, told the doctor, but he just brushed off their concern. He said, you know, if it keeps getting worse, then maybe I'll give you an inhaler. But the doctor said when he looked at his lungs, they were clear. I feel comfortable sending him home. And before you know it, this kid's dead. So doctors are not infallible.
You know, here's
sure.
a warning. Here's the warning, you know, mom and dad, or even a patient. You know, if your gut tells you that you're not getting the right advice, you know, fortunately, you can often go and get another opinion and go somewhere else. And that's what you need to do. Follow your instincts. They're often right.
Yep, that's very good. Doesn't sound like good medical advice, but it is good advice. All right, next up, the fact that hydrogel, something that I guess is made out of hydrogen, outperforms cartilage. The question comes on whether the knee operation, you know, there's so many people in my circle of friends my age getting knees replaced. They say that it's longer or harder to recover from than having a hip replaced. So there's a study out of Duke University, your alma mater, about this water-based gel that's designed to replace worn-out cartilage in knee joints. And so one wonders about cartilage and whether you can make stuff up. The Duke team took a thin sheet of cellulose fibers and infused them with polymer, this polyvinyl alcohol, to basically eliminate the need for an operation. But what do you hear about these operations? I hear stay away from them unless you absolutely have to have them.
Well, I think this is research that's ongoing. If it's going on at Duke, it must be good research. I'm just, you know, I'm saying tongue-in-cheek, being a former
right.
intern and medical resident there, and they are at the cutting edge. But what they're looking at is this product that seems to outperform cartilage and could be in the hoping in next year in 2023. So I think they're giving you some reports
hope.
Of some preliminary work and some real hope. So
yeah.
Let's stay on this. Let's watch it. And I think there might be some good news next year.
Especially for those young people who are involved in sports injuries, that kind of stuff. It would seem to me
right.
this would be a good breakthrough
this
there.
Was
I think
apparently
that's
a product developed by the Duke orthopedic team for athletes in 2020. And they seem to be getting some very good results out of it.
Yep. All right, good questions, good answers. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.